This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Amber Abernathy, Ph.D. We're talking about conscientiousness. Dr. Abernathy, have you considered sharing this broadcast class with your university students?
Yes, that would be a great idea, especially I teach the class of personality, and I teach it every fall and spring semester, and so conscientiousness gets brought up a lot in there, and I touch on my research, so being able to just have them have an assignment on this or listen to this would be a good idea, because that way I don't have to repeat myself every day when I talk about the benefits of conscientiousness and how that plays a role.
Well, the reason I asked is because I've been on my best behavior. I really have. And those who are in class probably said, what's up with him? Okay. And here's something. Since we're talking about university students, maybe you can explain why this happened. So back in the university days, I would receive assignments, you know, from my instructors, and for example, you know, a big assignment, you know, like a term paper, that kind of thing, and I would work really hard on it, and I would deliver it, you know, on time, and the instructor would take it home, read all of the students' work, and then come back and with grades in red ink on the written on the first page of the assignment, and what would happen to me is the instructors would typically say, Vincent, please stay after class. I'd like to talk to you about this. And they'd say, you did a really good job, but that's not what I assigned. You didn't do it on on the assignment. Do you have students who do that too?
Yes, a lot of times. I teach psychology of religion, and I think anytime you're teaching any class or any topic that is interesting to the student for one way or the other, then the students are so excited that they want to tell their thoughts, their beliefs on it. And a lot of times I'm like, I'm not asking for that. I'm not asking for that. You know, and you might have a very strong belief on that. I'm not asking for it. I wanted you to tell me what the research showed, which again is what psychology is all about. And so I often have to pull that back. My psychology of religion class, the very first assignment, I took it out of the textbook, but it basically says that we as psychologists are not debating right and wrong of any religion or any, you know, we're simply looking at the research on it. And so I have to pull them back a lot of times, but I often think that's also a good student that's doing that because again, you know, we talked about with that management skills, that motivation, and they're intrinsically motivated. They're excited. When they're going off on something, they're excited. And so it's really hard sometimes as a professor, I only grade with green ink because red can be so detrimental to someone's psyche. I only grade with green. But, you know, it's really hard as a professor a lot of times to come back and say, but that's wrong. So, you know, it's done by different professors and how we're looking at things. But I have that happen in every class, every semester. My psychology of adolescent class, you know, they have to tell about themselves growing up, these certain concepts, puberty timing, all these different things, and sometimes it's so personal to them that I'm like, well, you didn't describe the topic at all. You just told me about one particular and so, again, I think that's a good student, but not always what we're looking for when we're grading. So,
One of our faculty members here at USA Prepares is named Bert Bertonis. And he'll be on tomorrow. He is the CEO of a corporation. He's a patent holder. He's an inventor. He's very, very brilliant in electrical engineering, as well as other fields of his interest. And back in the university days, back in the 1970s, he was assigned, as an electrical engineering student, he was assigned to build an amplifier, a simple amplifier. And instead, he built a digital FM tuner, way more complicated. I mean, there were no digital FM tuners with a digital display back in the mid-70s. They had these tuners with a string and a pointer, and you turn the knob and it would move the string and it would move the pointer. That was how you could tell the frequency. He built one with a digital display, and this was the early days of LEDs. And so he did not get a good grade because he just was so desirous of building this FM tuner, and it still works to this day. So, and now he's been the CEO of many corporations. He's actually a consultant for some of the biggest telecommunications companies in the world. When they can't figure it out, they call him. Literally, I'm not kidding. So, have you found that people who don't take direction very well aren't necessarily bad students? They can actually be quite inventive.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that's kind of that little element of genius and the fact that they're taking it another step. And, you know, I have to be really careful when I am grading to say, all right, maybe they didn't answer exactly what I was looking for, but I obviously know that they've got the concept because they went above and beyond. And that's kind of what that student did. It's like they obviously could build what I wanted them to build if they built the next step. So I think that, again, that's that element of openness and, you know, that kind of, again, this concept almost of genius. We use that term a little bit too loosely, but the idea that they can think outside the box. And I think that's really important. Most of my assignments I do are applied assignments. I want you not to just give me a definition. I want you to think outside the box, pertain this to your life, tell about it. And so, again, I think those are really great students. The biggest problem is, you know, we're also, I have two kids. I have 16 and 18-year-old. And part of teaching I see is we're also preparing them for life. And we are living in a society where you most of the time need to follow the rules. And so another thing that I'm doing as a teacher is going, all right, but did you follow the rules? And, you know, just as simply as if I tell you it needs to be 6 slides and you made it 8, then you didn't follow the rules. And so we're kind of teaching that along the way. And so that's, again, that's that tricky gray area. Can be, I think this person will do wonderful in life, but maybe they're going to have a job where they're in charge more than following the rules.
You know, there's a time outside of school when the rules are not necessarily in front of us. So in 1980, Bert Bertonis and I started this company. We manufactured satellite communications receivers. And we were, you know, we were pretty young at the time. And one day in March in 1980, we just had more time than we should have had. And what we did was we went into our conference room and we wrote a press release. We made up this fictitious thing that we said we invented. We spelled our names backwards and we sent it out. We said that you've seen this probably in, maybe the Twilight Zone, after we unveiled this with a press release. We said that we invented this thing that would let you control a movie with your mind. You would have this, you know, connection implanted in your body, and you just kind of sit back in a lazy boy, and you control the movie, and you could be Rambo. You could be whoever you wanted, but you had to be stress-tested, because if you wanted to be Rambo and you just weren't up for the task, you could die in your lazy boy chair watching the movie. And so we sent this out to Popular Science, New York Times, Mechanics Illustrated, the Wall Street Journal. This darn thing got published. So we've been doing this, you know, since 1980. We send this out. We modify it a little bit, and we keep sending it out. And 10 years after the fact, we got there was a publication in Silicon Valley, California, that talked about great claims that failed to materialize, and one of them was ours. And so, you know, that's a little bit of the outside the box thinking. And the reason I mention that is, if you're going to share this with your class, they might find that amusing. But actually, we did do it, and we've done it many, many times. And we talked about it on the air this year as well, for April 1st. Oh, I forgot to say that we did it for April. We released it for immediate release on April 1, 1980, April Fool's Day. So we do it, you know, most years, April 1st. Any comments about that?
Well, I always tell my students to be good consumers. It is great to, you know, when they have to cite something, when they have to look something up, it's like, okay, where did you get that? Is it peer-reviewed? What does it say about it? You know, so my biggest thing there would be good consumers, because there's a lot of stuff out there. Look into it. Know what you're talking about. You know, I have such a hard time publishing. We get a lot of revise and resubmit or straight-out rejection. So I would like to know where you're sending stuff, because I think I'm doing it in the wrong direction. So.
Well, you know, the reason that I mention this, and you're talking about being a good consumer, as a little a tangent to our class today, what happened was people read this darn thing. And they said, these guys have invented anti-gravity. We need to buy stock in their company. Now, we weren't a public company. We were a private corporation. And people were throwing money at us. And I was the chief financial officer at the time. And I was saying, Bert, we got to send this all back. Are you kidding? We're going to be in the hoosegow. We can't sell something that is, you know, an April Fool's prank. But it's actually true. I mean, all that happened. We sent it back, and you know, we didn't take any of the money. But we were just a bunch of young guys having a little bit of fun with a little bit too much time on our hands. But so we've been doing it every year, and you know, we make up addresses, you know, we cite, you know, the Walter Reed Army Hospital. That's where we unveiled it. You know, that kind of thing. And you know, so if I can find a copy of the latest one, I'll email it to you. You mentioned the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device that you've been studying with Dr. Norm Shealy and researching. What have you found? I have one, and I've been using it, and I'll be glad to share my experiences, and I have on the air as well. What have you found, if you can share that?
We have done several different studies with it. Here's one that he just did recently that he's talked about several different times, and I was a participant in that. So, yeah, I can share my own personal stuff with it as well. But, you know, he has found that, you know, definitely depression, anxiety are going to decrease with it. That's one that I helped him kind of work on there with the depression and anxiety. And then he has found related to addiction that it changes that. My biggest thing personally, and this is one that I want to look at in the future, we've done some with insomnia and sleep before, is it actually helps with sleep. Dreaming, actually. Everybody that we've done a couple different studies with it, I actually had one participant tell me they could not use it because they dreamed too much. So that's something I want to look at in the future, actually, is dreaming and the sleep level. But the biggest ones, I mean, he's shown it related to decrease in, like, you know, different things in like the free radicals and that type of thing. But the biggest thing is kind of that depression, anxiety, stress, a decrease in that.
When I was a young child, I was in a chlorine fire, and I put out this fire with a garden hose, and I inhaled way, way too much chlorine gas. And I have some lung damage as a result, so I've been treated for this. And I've been using the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device on my chest I started with 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes, 45, an hour, in 2 hours. And I have had a couple CAT scans, and they can't believe that the scar tissue is getting smaller. And I don't think they've ever seen that before. So that's been my experience.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, top.
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I mentioned that for April Fools, Bert and I sent out this press release, and it indicated that we invented something that we did not invent. It was an absolute prank on the whole world. And so relating that to what you just mentioned, Dr. Abernathy, this was, you could pick the character and be that character in the movie. And we kind of described this, that it would be vivid, and you'd believe it was real, that you were this character in the movie, you know, like Rambo, etc. Well, when I didn't realize this until you just said it, that that's exactly what's happening with me with dreaming. I have these wild, wild dreams. I mean, last night I was dreaming about trying to get a ride to help this person get there, wherever there was. I'm not sure where that was. And I don't even know if it was a he or she, but I was trying to get a ride, and whether it meant borrowing a car, you know, jumping the fence for a compound and crashing through the gate. I'm not sure exactly what I had to do, but it was real. Is that the kind of dreams that you're talking about with the PEMF device with this one particular individual?
Yes, and it's not just that individual. I've had multiple people report this to me, including myself. So I sleep with it under my pillow, and mm-hmm. I have found that very vivid, involved dreams, and I remember them more. And so it's changing these different brain waves, and I mean, that's what it's supposed to do. And I think it's getting us into this more, what I would call it, almost a more creative state. And so, you know, that a couple things to look at in the future. Again, the study that I did with Norm was looking at changing depression and anxiety, which is a big one for college students and everyone, but looking at it with college students. But I've done an insomnia study with him before, looking at frequency of light and vibration, and so still frequency, just different types of frequency that would help people sleep more. But I think that kind of a future direction for this, the PIMPS device, is to look at sleeping. And not only that, but if it is allowing for kind of an open in creativity, would that help people that are already more creative, you know, during their daily lives? So talking about, sounds like you are one of them, but those people that think outside the box, and does that make it even more where they would? But, yeah, I have it, again, under my pillow. And last night, mine was not as pleasant, but someone was attacking me, and I actually apparently stirred my dog, who barked, which then woke me up, but also ran off the person in my dreams. So it worked well.
Well, the dreams that I have are things that I've never even thought about. I mean, it's not like there's this deep-rooted problem that I have and I keep it in the back of my mind and I can't get rid of it. The dreams that I have are about things I've never even considered. And they're just weird things. And when you talk about creativity, I had this problem. We have we built an off-grid / on-grid / hybrid solar array. And we run our farm on this thing. And we were generating too much current. And something had changed with the solar rays. It literally has. And I was reporting this to our class. And I couldn't figure out exactly, since we didn't have a consultant built this, we, you know, cut and welded and, you know, built the solar array and wired it and all that ourselves without any consulting. And so I didn't have anybody to turn to figure this problem out. But I came up with the solution in my sleep as to exactly how to fix this problem, and I did. So I think there is an element to enhancing creativity with the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device, or PIMF. I really believe there's something to it. And it's not just imagination. It's real. Any comments about that?
I think it's definitely possible, because by changing those brain waves and kind of opening up that other, you know, they say that we don't use about 90% of our brain. So opening kind of these different brain waves up and allowing for, especially during our sleep, that's one time where we can shut off other things and kind of allow our brain to go on its own. So I think, you know, that's what, when I use a lot of Dr. Sheely's products, or when I talk to people that have, again, this study that we were doing, multiple people, I started asking them, because I was using it, does it affect your dreams? Yes, yes, yes. And again, with the one person, it was too much, became almost overwhelming to her. And so I think it's definitely a future direction for something like that, for sleep / creativity.
When we come back after the bottom of the hour news and commercial announcements, can we talk about Bliss, the oils, especially the Bliss oil, actually Air Bliss. And I'll share a story with you what happened when I first experienced it and why Dr. Sheely invited me to try it. And can you share, you know, your thoughts on this? We'll be right back.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Memorial Day Weekend Price Index showed leisure-related prices up about 4.3% since the last year of President Trump's term. Reuters is reporting prices are expected to keep rising this summer as the Consumer Price Index for inflation continues to expand. Car and truck rental prices are up 45%. Restaurants, barbershops, fresh vegetables, durables, and hot dogs will now cost you more. Former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said Sunday that accidental lab leaks happen all the time as people are concerned regarding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Gottlieb expressed concerns about safety protocols at research labs in the United States and abroad during a TV appearance. A stunning spectacle was witnessed in the sky over Bangalore on Monday when a rainbow formed a halo around the sun. Local residents witnessed the atmospheric phenomenon surrounding the sun in the southern Indian city. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is costing one state a ton of money and expects the federal government to pick up the tab. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Arizona legislature passed a resolution last week asking for more federal funds to deal with the surge of illegal crossings at the border, now reaching 20-year highs. Some border cities have also sought more federal assistance. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says that his city is receiving funds from FEMA to help with the migrants being released into his city. He tells Fox News that policy changes, not money, will be the thing that brings real change at the border.
I think there's a lot more that needs to happen. They're doing a little bit. There's some FEMA money flowing this way. But this is not an issue to get solved by dollars. This is an issue that gets solved by policy and procedural changes and ultimately a law change on how we handle immigration. But we really need as a nation to address the question, is this really how we want to handle immigration? It's a de facto change in immigration policy. It's not done through the normal process. And it really puts people at risk. It puts communities at risk. And as a world leader, we really should have this better thought out and a better process under control.
If you use Alexa, Echo, or any other Amazon device, you have only a week to opt out of an experiment that gives your neighbors your internet bandwidth. On June 8th, Amazon will automatically enroll the device in Amazon Sidewalk. The new wireless mesh service will share a small slice of your internet bandwidth with nearby neighbors who do not have connectivity. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Amber Abernathy is with us, and she is studying conscientiousness and teaching psychology at Missouri State University. And regarding the essential oils that Dr. Shealy has formulated, many years ago, about 10 years ago, I wanted to teach my family, my outlaws, if you will, about preparedness. And they weren't interested. So I thought, okay, they won't listen to Vinny. Maybe they'll listen to other people who say the same kinds of things. So I decided to have an expo. And I thought, well, if we're going to do one, we'll just do a large one. And we had one at the J.Q. Hammond Center. We had him at the, the Convention Center in Springfield. What is that called? A great big one. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And I had some there. Yeah. And we had them in Lebanon. We had about seven of them. And so in the early days, I needed to find out about advertising. Now, how do you promote this darn thing? So I went to some radio stations, and I explained to the station manager what this expo was about. And he said, you need to have a radio show. And what works for you, Wednesday or Friday? And I was stunned. And bear in mind that when I was in elementary school, I avoided all speaking in class. Okay? All the plays and all those kinds of things. In high school, I avoided public speaking. And at the university level, I avoided public speaking class. I don't know how I did it, but I avoided every single one of them. And I was terrified to speak in public. And now, in order to promote this expo, I had to do something. And I was offered a radio show. So I did that. And then the big station in town decided that they wanted this broadcast. So I ended up on the big station. And that's where I met Dr. Shealy. And so he was on the, I think it was Thursdays, he was on the hour before I was on. And so I met him because he'd be getting out of the studio seat, I'd be getting in. And we'd, you know, meet in passing, if you will. Well, early on, he decided that he thought I needed some bliss. And that was the first bliss that he came up with. And it was because he could hear my knees knocking through the walls of the studio when I was on the air. And so he just handed me this vial of bliss. And I said, well, that's great, Dr. Shealy, thank you. What is it? And he told me what it was. And he said, here's the map. Here's where you put it on. So I went into the men's room. I took off my shirt, and I put it in the spots that were on the map. I went back in the studio, went on the air, and then it took effect. And I walked out of the studio live on the air. It was like I didn't care about anything. Absolute true story. The engineer had to come and get me. Vinny, get back here. What are you doing? And this is live radio, no safety net. Absolutely true story. I was wondering if he told you that story.
No, he hasn't. No, I mean, I get to hear a lot about the different things that it's done for people, but that's great. That is definitely a decrease in anxiety right there.
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, I was terrified, you know, to speak in public. And going on the radio was a really big deal in the studio with all the pressures and so forth. And so after that, no big deal. And I didn't need that foam rubber between my knees to keep it, you know, keep the sound from traveling through the walls and the microphone going out over the airwaves. But I was terrified. So that's what it did for me. What has your research shown you with Dr. Shealy's essential oils?
One, a research project with him on Life Bliss, which is actually, he didn't sell it. And it actually was supposed to kind of combine all of the different oils together into one. We had some great results on oxytocin, which is one of the things that Air Bliss does. But the problem is it didn't do as well as just using all of his essential oils that he already sells. So he decided not to do that instead. Air Bliss, though, is one personally, because I think it's one that he gives to a lot of people. It's one he personally gave to me one of the first go-rounds. My son was diagnosed at a young age with Asperger's, which they don't call it that anymore, but high-functioning autism, very high-functioning autism. And that is one of the things that he recommends for that as well. Depression, anxiety, ADHD, autism, he recommends that. So my son, you know, the last point I think is up on the very top of the head. And my son said, like, when he got to that point and would put it on, he said he just kind of felt clearer, I guess was kind of his wording. And maybe that's a little bit more relaxed, a little less anxiety, just reaching that top point. And so he liked it for that reason. I love Air Bliss because it does help with that oxytocin. We've done quite a few studies. I have a few more that we're doing looking at kind of this lack of oxytocin that people have. Oxytocin makes you feel good, but it's a bonding agent. And so, you know, when you hug somebody, when you hold hands, all of that, you know, seeing your child's face, it gives you this oxytocin boost. The problem is now people are, with staying at home, with Zoom meetings, with things that with, you know, you can't hug, you can't shake hands, we're missing a lot of that oxytocin boost. And so you can get that from using the AirBliss on the certain points, acupuncture points. And so you can kind of still have that connection, that happiness that you need that we're not getting otherwise. So it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and can you taste AirBliss in your mouth, you know, let's say 30, 45, 60 seconds after you apply it? Can you taste it? I can.
I can, and my son mentioned he can, but I'm not sure everyone is like that. But, yeah, I have.
Okay.
He has a
I was just wondering. Go ahead.
He has a new pain oil that he does not have on the market, and it is my favorite thing he has ever developed in his life. I won't say that, but I fell down some stairs and I'm pretty sure broke my tailbone. And I was in the clinic and they were like, you have to try this. And it is an oil, and it is the best thing I have ever used, and it makes the pain go away fairly quickly, and it's for anti-inflammatory, so it actually helps heal. So between that and sitting on the PIMPS device, I did a lot of healing.
Well, that's wonderful. What does he call this particular pain oil?
He did not have a name for it. He has been, I guess, just kind of doing small samples for people, but I am amazed by it. So I'm hoping he gets it out there soon because my bottle's running short and I'm going to need more.
Yeah, I know someone who would be a great example if he's going to continue, or you and he are going to continue studying this, someone who's been in pain most of his life and can't seem to find an answer. And so that could be a great small sample study. Conscientiousness. And why do we study conscientiousness?
One of the main reasons is it's because it's so important for our society, as I was talking about earlier. You know, we push this in society. We reward people that follow through and that are responsible, that show up, that do what they're supposed to do. It's rewarding. And so, you know, that's part of the reason. It's also, you were talking at the very beginning about, you know, mate selection and why are we not finding these mates and what do we look for? And it's actually one of the main personality traits related to happiness in marriage or marriage stability. Doesn't necessarily even have to be happiness, but that you stay married. They did a 30-year married couple study, and having that personality trait made for more stable, long-lasting marriages. It's one of the top personality traits we look for in a spouse. So that people call it dependable, but same thing. Responsible, dependable, conscientiousness. So it's what we look for there. It is related to marriage, life satisfaction, health, jobs, less depression, less anxiety, self-regulation, academic motivation. I mean, just mortality, blood pressure, lack of using of, you know, marijuana, heroin, all that type of things. So it's related to almost everything. It's pushed in our society, so it's so important to have it. And so why I study it is how can we increase it? Because unfortunately, we don't have exact statistics, because I talked about earlier, it's hard to say how many people actually have it. But unfortunately, we believe that the level of conscientiousness is going down, not up.
Yeah, I can't say how it happened with me, other than the fact that my wife picked me. And and I'm so glad she did. I was working at an auto parts store behind the counter, and I met her in fourth grade, and we went to school together, but I stayed back because I couldn't read. I was dyslexic, and they thought, you know, this guy's never going to make it through elementary school, and they thought I'd never make it through high school, and they thought I'd never get to college. And so we were in fourth grade together, and then she zoomed on ahead, and we went to different high schools, and then I met her again, one summer semester working at the auto parts store during the college years, and we dated, and we got married. We've been married for over 41 years. And I think, and I don't know how to describe this, but I think it's really important to visualize how your prospective mate can grow as you would grow if you envision yourself growing. And how would that work? And socioeconomic values, do you value money the same way? Do you value lots of things the same way? And I think that opposites, while they may attract in magnetism, I don't think it's a great thing for, relationships in terms of marriage. Your thoughts on that?
That is backed up by the research 100%. Similarities attract. Opposites do not tend to attract. And if they do, they do not tend to stay together. Even things like morning or evening, or you're a morning or evening person, can cause conflict in marriages. So the more alike you are, it tends to be better in marriages. If you think about a person that is conscientious, that likes order and likes self-control and likes responsibility, and then the mate doesn't or isn't that way, that's just going to create conflict again and again. I also caution people on the whole opposites attract. The research shows that the more you're around somebody similar to yourself, the more it strengthens it for both of you. So conscientiousness is a great one to have. Again, there's very little negative associated with it. You should be high and conscientious. So if you've got a conscientious spouse, you're going to become more and more conscientious. The problem is when you do opposites. So you marry somebody that's not conscientious at all. Well, what happens is you somewhat meet in the middle. They actually increase just a little bit, but you decrease in conscientiousness. So, we have to be really careful. We want those similar to ourselves and those with the good values, the things that are important and going to give us somewhere in life. So always similar, and especially similar in those important personality traits.
Mrs. Finelli knows with 100% certainty that I am not going to come home with a new Corvette and say, guess what I just bought you? She knows that that's never going to happen. She also knows that I wouldn't buy a gallon of paint for our house without consulting her. Not that I need her permission, but it's half her money. And if we're going to paint the wall and she has to look at it, she has a right to be involved in the decision. And she feels the same way. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We are in the final segment of this two-hour broadcast class. And Dr. Amber Abernathy is with us. And she is the chair of a department in or at the Missouri State University. It's called the Mary Charlotte Bayless Shealy Chair in Conscientious Psychology. She's an associate professor of psychology at Missouri State University in Springfield, Missouri. I have three questions remaining to ask you, Dr. Abernathy. One is, do you have a reaction to me not buying a gallon of paint for our house without Mrs. Finelli's involvement, discussion, approval, etc. in that color? And what I mean is, if I happen to like a color and she doesn't like it, well, we're not going to do it. If she likes a color and I don't like it, we're not going to do it. We have to agree on the color. Now, it may be, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50 purchase. Some may say that's insignificant, but I think it's a respect issue, and I believe it's half her money anyway, because we both worked all our lives, and we're farmers, and that's how we earn a living. And it's only right. You have any thoughts on that?
I wish more people thought like that. You know, marriage is not 50-50, it's 100-100. But, you know, basically what you're saying is that both of you should be respected, your opinions heard. And if you truly want happiness in a relationship, what people are looking for is they're looking for respect, to be heard, to be listened to. And so, you know, it's not even about the money. It's about listening to her and taking into consideration her thoughts and feelings. And I think that that's missing a lot. You know, Dr. Shealy talks a lot today about the decline in marriages. If we had a whole nother couple hours, I could go into the fact that, you know, we're pushing self-esteem on people, but they're only thinking about themselves. And we've got a very narcissistic society. So if you want a happy relationship, you got to think about others.
Well, we do have a couple more hours. Actually, we have way more than that, and we can do it, you know, in future broadcast class. So if you find the time and Thursday works for you, then we can go on again and again. It can be 1 hour or 2 hours. So just let me know what your thoughts are. I had another question. Since you might be recommending this for your students may ask you, all right, so what, you know, you give us grades in our work. What grade did you give him? And would you mind sending me a grade for this class? And, please don't say it on the air. But I've gotten plenty of F grades in my life, and my greatest achievement was F minus, and no one's ever gotten one of those at the university before. But I've been able to do that. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd appreciate that. And I have one other question for you. Have you noticed during the commercials that the commercials on USA Prepares, meaning that they're not our commercials, but they are the network commercials? I've given all our commercial time back to the network so we'd have more talk time, more teaching time, if you will. Have you noticed that the commercials are completely different from typical radio that one might hear in his or her car? And what I mean by that is there are commercials for health. There are commercials for how you can convert your pistol into a carbine rifle. I mean, things like that. Have you noticed a tremendous difference or not?
Oh, I absolutely. The first first commercial set, I thought, oh, I'm paying attention to the commercials this time because it's not selling me some over-the-counter medication. It's not doing any of that. Yeah, it was very different commercials. Very different.
Okay. And I think a lot of effort goes into making the commercial advertisements interesting and unusual. What is involved in the creation? What creates a conscientious person? Is it heredity? Is it by getting so many bruises that a person says, I think I learned from that, you know, from the last three times I cut myself, I'm not going to do that anymore? Or do we have an idea of what creates it?
Well, conscientiousness has approximately, and you can only say approximately on this, a 40% genetic or heritability rate. So there's definitely an underlying there. But that leaves about 60% where environment plays a role. So a study that I'm writing up, big stack on my desk right now, actually is going to show the role that fathers play. There's a huge role that fathers play in child's conscientiousness. So parenting makes a difference. A whole new direction my research is leading is resiliency, which is related to conscientiousness. And that is where bumps and bruises, and not just huge traumas, but even sports, taking part in sports can lead to that. So some of it's learned. We published a paper on two different ways to increase conscientiousness, and a lot of it was simply goal setting and teaching someone to self-monitor and to goal set. So I think there's genetics, and then I think there's environment, and I think it's a combination of both, but I definitely think we can work on it.
You know, it's really interesting that the entire faculty of USA Prepares is a group of individuals who are independent thinkers. They don't take direction very well at all. I mean, I'm serious. That's why I say you're the only one that can hold down a job. And your job is quite unusual, so because you're involved with Dr. Sheely. But, you know, if you were to study a group of conscientious people, the faculty of USA Prepares would be like an interesting group to look at. Dr. Abernathy, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to future broadcasts with you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.